an official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We're bringing you the latest from South by Southwest. Lil Yachty's South by performance gets a surprise guest. I catch up with the Warren Treaty after their CMT nomination. Lindsay Lohan's ex and friends react to her pregnancy. And we've got a big Billboard Music Awards announcement. Hello from the beautiful Soho House, Austin. They were kind enough to house us while it's raining outside here at South by Southwest. Speaking of which, I gotta tell you about Lil Yachty's performance tonight. It's gonna be one for the books. What you did for the hood, I make this look good. It's going down. We're bringing O3 Greedo to the stage at South by Southwest. The rapper is hitting Waterloo Park in Austin, Texas on a packed night that already will see performances from headliner Lil Yachty, Lola Brooke, and Armani White. Black top, big t-shirt, Billy Ice. O3 Greedo was just released from prison in January and updated us that he would be in a halfway house for up to 6 months. Now Billboard got him out to join us at the stage. I need some time to self-serve. She keeps sending me songs. Okay, I'm obsessed with this Soho House. It's gorgeous, and last night it was the place to be with a soulful performance from the Warren Treaty. It's a shame, this lover's game. I'm chilling with Warren Treaty at Soho House Austin, where they just took us to church. Do you guys do that at every venue you walk into?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the gospel was happening, people were dancing and clapping, the Holy Spirit was in Soho House Austin.
I love that.
And then you guys are about to go on the Lover's Game tour, so tell me what you're planning to bring to the road.
The same thing you saw today, really. You know, just giving the people, you know, what they want and letting them hear the new record and letting them be free. I think the biggest part of it for us is just allowing people to feel the love.
Oh, I definitely felt that love. Just got nominated for your first CMT.
Yes.
So first, how was that? How, when you got the news?
What? It was insane. I mean, yeah. Just the thought of us being in, I always say, in this little turtle top van and going up and down the highway, singing in coffee shops, you know, and not really knowing where it was going to end. But for us to be able to be nominated, you know, for a CMT award is in the country music space is amazing.
Also to be nominated alongside so many great groups and duos that we admire, you know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, Dan and Shay, Lady A, these got to be friends of yours, but at the same time, it's competition, right?
I think that's what's so special about country music, that genre. You don't feel it, and it really isn't. Like, everybody gets so amped up when you're nominated. It's like, oh my God, you're nominated, I'm voting for you. So I just feel like a big old family, you know, and just really honored to be nominated alongside those folks.
Thanks so much for hanging out and talking to Billboard.
Oh, thank you
so much.
Good
for
to
having
see you again,
us.
Too.
Of course. Love them. But now it's time to talk about some babies, baby. We weren't the only ones shocked and delighted to hear Lindsay Lohan is expecting her first child. Her friends, co-stars, and even her ex are sending her their best wishes. No rumors starting here. Lindsay announced on Insta that she and her husband, Bader Shammas, have a baby on the way. Her Mean Girls co-stars hopped in the comments section to wish her well. Amanda Seyfried said, "This is wonderful news." And Lacey Chabert commented, "I'm so thrilled for you, so exciting." Her longtime friend slash frenemy, Paris Hilton, said, "Congratulations, love, so happy for you. Welcome to the Mommy Club." Paris welcomed her first child last month. She also gave Lindsay advice via Access Hollywood, saying, "My advice is to just soak in every moment because it's just so precious." Even Lindsay's ex reacted to the happy news. DJ Samantha Ronson told TMZ, "I wish her all the best. It's always great news when someone is expecting a baby." Now, if we can only expect some new music from Ms. Lohan while we're at it, congrats, Lindsay. From that, Lindsay, to one of our very own, Billboard senior editor Lindsay Havens joins us here at Soho House Austin. Hey, girl, how's it going?
So good. Thanks for having me.
Listen, you've been hitting the streets of South by Southwest. Tell me what's been going on out there.
Yes, it's my first one, so I really had to come in hot. I had a panel on Tuesday, which was about artist authenticity on TikTok, which was really fun. And then you and I were at the Pink Panther show.
Oh, I mean, it was a show. Tell me, how'd you love
it? It was so fun. She's someone I'd wanted to see live for a minute, and to do it in like a Austin backyard bar was pretty cool. So I had a really good time.
No Ice Spice, but she brought the energy.
I know. Next time. That'll be our goal for next time. And then last night, my favorite event so far, I was at a really intimate session with Killer Mike, who was playing some new music.
Wait, how was the new music?
I will just say something really amazing is on the way.
Okay, and I heard there was some surprise guests there too.
Yes, Dave Chappelle showed up.
What?
All the phones went in the air.
Oh,
Blast was there as well.
Wow.
So it was a really cool room. It was at a church. It was late at night, and then I just got to go home with some good energy.
I don't think most people think of that when they say go to church, but that had to be religious.
Oh, it was a religious experience. He was near tears. It was really beautiful.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, of course.
The Billboard Music Awards are coming, and we're feeling fall colors.
Like what I see, a boss like you need a boss like me.
Billboard and Dick Clark Productions are happy to announce the 2023 Billboard Music Awards will take place on Sunday, November 19th. We're taking the BBMAs from the spring to the fall to celebrate music's greatest achievements, honoring the hottest names in music today. Winners are determined by performance on the Billboard charts, the ultimate authority and measure of success in music. That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for more South by Southwest, more music news, and Tetris. Headed to the Tetris premiere. Yeah, that actually happened. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.